What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So we're talking about the effects of all this unbridled immigration, refugee status, open borders. And there's an article was on Fox News, how Minneapolis Somali community became the terrorist recruitment capital of the U.S. And it's basically talking about how FBI statistics are showing 45 Somalis left to join the ranks of either the Somalia-based Islamic insurgency Al-Shabaab or the Iraq and Syria-based ISIS combined. So they're doing a lot of recruiting right here in Minneapolis. And it's not just the terror recruiting. There was an ugly incident about a week and a half ago where this 24-year-old Somali man threw a 5-year-old white boy off the third floor balcony of the Mall of America at Bloomington, Minnesota. That was a 40-foot drop. The boy survived, had to be hospitalized. The man has been captured, being held in suspicion of attempted homicide. How do you do that to a 5-year-old kid? Amazing. It's a mess. We weren't meant to be forced together at this stage. Those people who can blend together should be allowed to blend together. But forcing everybody together when it's not ready to happen, you get things like this. Okay, California Congressman Eric Swalwell is out there running for president. The central plank in his campaign is to get those military-style assault weapons, and he's already been busted with all kinds of erroneous data. He's basically taken the position that virtually all gun crime is committed with AR-15s and AK-47s, which is utter nonsense. Actually, it's only a tiny minority. Most gun crime is committed with small handguns. Saturday Night Specials, throwaways. So Swalwell has made the anti-gun crusade the centerpiece of his campaign, and he's calling for a buyback and a ban on all assault weapons, not just to ban future manufacturing, but just to take the 15 million that are out there and buy them back. Well, how can the government purchase something back that never belonged to it in the first place? And needless to say, out on Twitter, he's getting the usual come and take it response. And I think Eric and the Democrats need a rethink on this, because this really militant, we're going to grab the guns, is going to drive a lot of voters to the Republican side in 2020. There's been a new study. This is from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And it answers directly to gun control advocates who have basically dismissed the narrative about defensive uses of firearms, saying the good guy with a gun is a scenario meant to scare people into buying guns for self-defense, that it does not really happen. Well, this is a false narrative, and I know that because I had to do it once when I was younger. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in a 2013 report concluded that studies routinely find Americans use firearms in defense of themselves or others up to 3 million times every year. That's 3 million times every year. I think that rivals the police department, if it doesn't exceed it. Out in Colorado, they've become the 15th state to adopt a red flag gun law, which allows individuals to be flagged by household members or acquaintances who file a court order, much like a restraining order, deeming the person a threat, which will subsequently lead to that person getting raided by police for complete disarmament. One of the sheriffs in that part of Colorado is saying he will not enforce it. I mean, the red flag laws, if you think about it, it's one of those things that sounds good in theory, you know, let's get to the crazies before they go crazy. But on the other hand, you're punishing people for something they haven't done. Like Minority Report here. Gun control of activists and politicians are now working on a new target. They want banks to refuse service to gun companies. Simply just cut them off. We don't do business with your kind. Okay, well, tell your bank guards to turn their weapons in. We'll take them with us when we leave. And we knew this was coming. Police are now using drones to spy on suspicious people at potential crime scenes. Now, for years, as the drones have been coming on, law enforcement keeps saying drones are only going to be used for natural disasters, crime scene investigations, car accidents, and rescue operations. That, too, turned out to be a lie. And apparently, down in Texas, at the Memorial Villages Police Department, they are basically using drones to simply spy on people. And it's sort of a combination of RoboCop goes full Minority Report. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, here's a very bizarre story, and I'm glad I don't live in Dallas. Okay, Dallas, Texas is 29% white. The new black district attorney, John Cruzote, has a plan to stop prosecuting thefts under $750 to help people of color from being arrested. That's his plan. He ran on a platform of ending mass incarceration, meaning arresting black and brown criminals. And now he's basically said there will be no prosecution of theft of personal items worth less than $750. So all you thieves in Dallas, $750, that's your cutoff. You can't be prosecuted. I think it's a dumb idea. I think it's a dumb idea. It's politics again. The politics of race. All right, let's talk about computers here a little bit. And there's this article that came out of ZDNet. And they set up these target computers called honeypots. And they're set up in these cloud data centers in California, Ohio, Sao Paulo, Ireland, London, Paris, Frankfurt, Mumbai, Singapore, and Sydney, and connected them to the internet with common configuration errors such as default credentials or insecure passwords. Each of the honeypot sites simulates a secure shell remote access service designed to allow users to connect remotely to the device and access files. If attackers can bypass the secure shell, they can gain the same level of access as the owner of the server. It took under a minute for attackers to start to find the honeypots and use brute force attacks against them. The Sao Paulo site first came under attack with the first login attempt registered after just 52 seconds. The stuff is out there just crawling around the net. Just amazing out there. To me, that says state actor. Now, everyone's talking about the new copyright laws over in the European Union and how onerous they are for the people of EU to have to deal with, how onerous they are for web service providers to have to comply with. But a new analysis has come on out, and this was in the Daily Mail, showing that the new EU internet copyright laws will actually give US web giants a huge financial advantage, along with subjecting Europeans to mass surveillance and data privacy, so forth and so on. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, I take it you have a reply to Joe in Tennessee.
Mike, I want Joe to call in all the time because he's right on a lot of stuff. Not everything, but 99% of the time, and I'm wrong a lot of times. I'm not perfect. You know, nobody is. But, Mike, Trump, all right, so let me just give you some facts. Right, you said that the buses are being by a Belgium company, but there's also a bus company from China that's being built in the United States for Saudi Arabia with 1,000 buses. But Joe, you don't realize, like, remember when the jobs numbers came out last, was it a quarter or two ago, yep, we had 20,000 jobs added. Remember that, Mike?
Yep.
Well, remember the one after that? There was all like 100,000+ jobs added, but it was negative manufacturing. It was negative. Well, if Trump's responsible for, say, up to 2,000 or 5,000 jobs added, then wouldn't he responsible for, like, negative 20,000 jobs reduced? You can't. Trump is, we always say Trump's going to bring jobs. I'm talking about the system. The system, if Trump can do it or not, but Trump's not doing it. That's what I'm trying to say. Trump's not putting people in to really do what needs to be done. That's what I'm saying. Trump by himself, you can't, Trump as a president is not, can't, don't, doesn't do anything with the economy. It's the people he puts in as a whole, as a group, because of the system is corrupted. That's why you got all the illegals, like Tom says, streaming in for cheap labor and this or that. But nothing's being done. And Tom, Joe, where's the wall? The wall stops cheap labor from coming in. Nothing's being done with that. And if you go back and just look at the numbers as a whole, it's negative. It's negative with positive numbers being in like the sectors that are like Burger King jobs. That's it. That's nothing. That's nothing. You're not going to mortgage a house working at Burger King.
No,
okay?
You're not.
That's a fact. You know, like that. Joe, look at the numbers just for the last. And, you know, Obama the same way. It's the system. You know, they can say they can add jobs or this or that, but it's the system as a whole. And if the president doesn't have a team, and you put Larry Kudlow in, come on. If you don't have a team to really do the true job, not just a screw job, you know what I mean? Like just a facade to get to the next election, then nothing's going to be fixed. That's what I'm trying to say, Mike, okay? Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And normally we have a one call per caller per day rule, but every once in a while, Dustin is in high dudgeon and needs to respond. Okay, we're talking about computers. We're talking about databases. Article out of brasscheck.com saying that the internet is under attack, and now they're trying to shut down the independent servers. I've noticed hack attempts on my server have gone up recently. This server handles it a lot more elegantly than the last one. But, we're in a war between the liars and those who want to get the truth out there. The liars have got all the money. They lied to get it. And so we're looking at this where they're going after the independent servers now, trying to shut them down. So there's going to have to be a test case where somebody with an independent server gets shut down and they go all the way to the Supreme Court and they say, this is about the First Amendment. Apparently up in the Michigan government, they've decided to create a thought criminal database to flag those who contradict all the official lies. This is coming from Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nassel. Has decided to basically launch a full-scale crusade against the First Amendment. According to reports, Nassel is planning to create a hate crime unit as part of Michigan's government, the purpose of which won't necessarily be to prosecute hate crimes, which aren't a real thing, by the way, but to actually police the speech and thoughts of Michigan residents to make sure they align with official government ideology. So apparently Nassel wants to create a database of people who dare to think for themselves. It's a thought violation. You're committing a thought crime, Mr. Orwell. Anyway, over in Barcelona, Spain, they have started removing books like Little Red Riding Hood and Sleeping Beauty from the elementary schools because they perpetuate sexist stereotypes, according to the PC people. Amazing. Over in New York, de Blasio declares a health emergency. He orders measles vaccinations in Brooklyn, one specific neighborhood. Holdouts face a $1,000 fine. The yeshiva schools warned they'll be shut if they resist. Now, some of these families are suing over the order. They're saying the order is unlawful. It's anti-Semitic and totalitarian. Well, they're saying it's anti-Semitic because de Blasio's order did target specifically the Jewish population. And the reason he did that is there's a measles outbreak in Israel. And because the Israelis don't require any kind of visa checks, they're just flying back and forth and back and forth. They're bringing it back to New York with them. So that's why de Blasio said we have to get ahead of this. Now, apparently, New York parents who are not trusting of the measles vaccines are holding measles parties. I remember this happened when I was a kid, which is they'll have a kid who's got the measles, and they'll throw a party, and they'll bring all the kids around to so that they all come down with the measles so they don't have to get vaccinated. Because if you get measles naturally, your immunity to it is lifetime. If you get the measles vaccine, it doesn't last forever. So the measles parties have come on back, and I'm not surprised here. Down in Australia, if you question vaccines there, you could be thrown in prison for 10 years. Government authorities in Australia recently decreed that any medical professional who dares to express skepticism about the safety or efficacy of vaccines will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law, including a potential prison sentence of up to 10 years. That is really strict. Nurses and midwives who try to explain to pregnant women that some vaccines contain neurotoxic mercury, for instance, or that aborted human fetal tissue is often used to manufacture vaccines, will now face the ire of Australia's medical police states, which insists all vaccines are 100% safe and effective. The Australian government has also set up a snitch program for medical offenders to be reported by their friends, colleagues, or others who suspect they might be in violation of this new speech code. It really is 1984. Little informants. Okay, UPS is getting ready to partner with drug giants to inject you with vaccines in your own home. They're starting a pilot project, which will be a blueprint for a nationwide vaccine mandates at gunpoint. Merck, who's the maker of the risky vaccine Gardasil, is partnering with UPS to carry out this door-to-door vaccine initiative. I mean, that is really out there. That is really out there. Okay, story coming out of WakingTimes.com. Merck's own product warning links the MMR vaccine to a potentially fatal form of brain inflammation caused by measles. But trust us, the vaccine is perfectly safe. This is being reported by the CDC and not being reported anywhere else. You're certainly not going to see it on the corporate media. They're too dependent on that glorious pharmaceutical advertising budget here. Over in Britain, they're getting ready to ban everyone from privately discussing vaccine ingredients, side effects, and damage to children. Talk about a medical tyranny. You will love your vaccines. You will stick it in your child's arm. And if your child gets sick, it's because you beat the kid up. We're going to throw you in jail. It's just absurd. We're seeing this clamp down on freedom of speech and freedom of thought and freedom of idea. Facebook apparently is developing a system to weed out posts that are critical of pharmaceutical companies and their vaccine policies. All right, going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Our show, and seem to be getting some loud feedback here. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You had an interesting caller yesterday that speculated that it could have been a fire accelerant in the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't doubt it. Here's something interesting. It says the burning of the Notre Dame is exactly 1 month after March 15th Christchurch mosque massacre in New Zealand. Also, according to the New Arab website, around the same time as Notre Dame, a fire broke out at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem.
Yes.
Yes.
I keep telling people, see the Star Trek episode, The Day of the Dove. They're getting Muslims and Christians to fight each other. I think these are very likely arsons to ignite hatred between Muslims and Christians. And it looks very suspicious. What do you think?
Well, again, the official story is there's no sign of arson, that it's being investigated as an accident. Of course, who knows what the police are going to find when they get the forensics people up there to the base of where the spire used to be. I don't want to jump to any conclusions because I can understand the need for caution here, that if somebody were to just get on out there and say, yes, I'm convinced the Muslims burned down Notre Dame, we could see rioting all across Europe and a lot of innocent people get killed.
Well, I was also reading that ISIS was some group affiliated with ISIS was celebrating the Notre Dame fire. So that was on one site that I read. So I really believe we're being manipulated. They're flooding Europe and the United States with Muslims. And then at the same time, they're getting us fighting each other. And who knows, these could all be CIA/Mossad operations.
Yeah, they could be, although I tend to think there'd be more Mossad than CIA. I can't see the CIA getting involved in a plan to have Christians and Muslims kill each other off. After all, they're all potential drug customers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, I mean, they flood Europe with Muslims, and then it causes this chaos. And don't get me wrong. I'm against Muslim. I'm against any immigration to the United States. We have to take care of our own people. You know, like you
I absolutely
said,
agree. I absolutely agree. The situation is just totally out of control.
Hey, did you ever think, it's just a thought, I like to try to think outside the box. You ever think Julian Assange could be a double agent, that he could actually be working for someone? Because I was reading, he doesn't believe in 9/11 truth. He believes the government's story, and he may just.
I thought he'd changed his mind on that.
Oh, did he?
That's what I heard, was that he changed his mind on that.
Yeah, it's just a thought. Maybe you never know. It could be, and they put him on the cover of Time magazine. He might be like a double agent for some reason.
Well, I wondered at first if he was in fact a plant to sort of head whistleblowers off at the gate. But I think over the course of the years, I think he started to take his job seriously, especially spending all that time in the Ecuadorian embassy. And, you know, if he's a phony, then they're going to have to fake his death somehow and put him off into the witness protection program.
Yeah. Okay. It's just a thought. But have a great show, Mike. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Brandon in Michigan. Aloha, Brandon. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You're sounding a lot better. Good to hear you.
Thank you.
But the board op might need some uppers, though. I don't know. Sounds pretty depressed lately.
Well, we're all working long hours, and we're very, very tired.
Man, I understand. My reason for the call was Mrs. Nessel in our lovely state of Michigan here. And you forget to mention that she's also a lesbian and Jewish. Now, I've been emailing her regarding her hate crimes agenda, but she won't email me back.
Okay, Brandon, I got to put you on hold. We're going to take another break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you, and you can tell us all about Nessel.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
Hey, and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're still talking with Brandon in Michigan. We're talking about Attorney General Dana Nessel, and you are about to tell us that she was ignoring your letters.
Well, that's usual for the people in office. You know, I suggested the scenario when a Jewish person tags a cemetery with a swastika. Is that a hate crime? But it seems that when two white people get together, we're white supremacists. You know, anyways, long story short, that went on for a bit. She didn't respond. But what she's doing is persecuting the Christians around here, and especially the Catholic adoption societies. She's calling them hate mongers because they don't want to adopt to LGBT plus people.
Yeah.
And so she's making it so that she also adopted children, obviously, because she can't bear children without, you know, a male. She's got two kids of her own. I wonder who she grabbed them from. But, I did some digging and got her private cell phone number. May I give that over the airline?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, do not put that out over the air.
Okay, well, it'll be distributed in other means then. But that's about it.
Okay, well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. and the phone lines are open. Okay, up in Canada, there is a situation going on, and this is coming from LifeSite News. Apparently, there is a court battle going on where this Canadian father is fighting to block a court-ordered testosterone treatment for his 14-year-old daughter. And U.S. experts are warning there's an increasing danger that more and more American parents are going to find themselves in a similar predicament. Now, Michelle Cretella, president of the American College of Pediatrics, said, yes, it really is that bad. Parents are losing their right to protect their children from this dangerous medical experiment, and extended family members fare no better. Now, generally, at least in this country, there is a rule that individuals under the age of 18 cannot consent to medical treatment without their parents. But apparently when it comes to sex transitioning and playing around with all these hormones and stuff, oh, no, 14 is good enough. Story coming out of Natural News. Apparently girls as young as 8 are being treated with testosterone to become transgenders. This is coming out of the Heritage Foundation. They recently held a panel to discuss transgender medicalization and the growing popularity of so-called gender affirmative therapies that are permanently harming an increasing number of today's youth, including hormone treatments, which are now reportedly being administered to underage children as young as 8 years old. These kids are not old enough to know what gender they are. They are old enough to be talked into this sort of thing by activists. And there does seem to be a huge amount of pressure being put on them to say, yes, I'm really a girl, or I'm really a boy, or I'm really whatever it is. And to just have these very harmful, toxic chemicals pumped into their bodies. It's medical child abuse is what it is. It's medical child abuse. The House Democrats are introducing a bill that will force all schools in the United States of America to allow transgender male athletes to compete as females. Now, that is totally wacko, okay? These transgender male athletes, they're still male. They've grown up soaked in testosterone. They've got the higher bone density. They're taller. They're stronger. Normal biological females cannot compete with them. That is why there is a women's and a men's division in athletic competition. Now, if you really want, let's create a third division, transgenders. And we'll let the transgenders compete against each other. The boys compete against the boys. The girls compete against the girls. But this idea of allowing transgender male athletes to compete as females, the girls are just going to give up and go home. There's no reason for them to even show up for PE anymore. You're going to discourage them. They're going to be dispirited. This is utterly ridiculous. Okay, here is something interesting. I may need a little of this myself. Apparently, gentle jolts of alternating current to the brain restored the waning working memories of older adults aged 60 to 76 years old, I'm in that category, to performance levels seen in younger adults aged 20 to 29, at least for a little under an hour. Now, the scalp-delivered electrical burst appeared to resync brain waves across areas of the noggin important for high-level thinking and memory. The prefrontal and temporal cortex, which appeared to have fallen out of step over the years. The results published in Nature Neuroscience support the idea that out-of-sync ripples of electrical activity from neurons firing in different areas of the brain may help spark gradual declines in working memory during aging, as well as memory deterioration associated with dementias such as Alzheimer's. Moreover, the finding generates some early buzz that such non-invasive brain stimulation may one day in the future be used as a therapy for such memory issues. Well, that'd be good. Tin foil hat takes on a whole new meaning. Okay. The feds have taken down a $1 billion with a B Medicare fraud scheme. It was called Operation Brace Yourself. They arrested 24 people, including doctors and owners of medical equipment companies, and they were charged in this huge scam. And basically, the way it worked is they targeted elderly and disabled people by setting them up with back, neck, and knee braces they didn't actually need, which were then billed to Medicare. That's just tacky. That's just tacky. All right. Dr. Russell Portnoy, who was paid by Purdue to push opioids, has now agreed to turn state's witness, and he will be testifying against Purdue as part of the raft of lawsuits over America's opioid epidemic. And so Dr. Portnoy has agreed to cooperate with lawyers for cities and counties suing drug makers, distributors, and pharmacies in return for dropping legal actions against him. Okay, so you probably saw this on the front of whatreallyhappened.com. Scientists have finally succeeded in imaging an actual black hole, or at least the event horizon. And they imaged the black hole at the center of our own Milky Way, M87. And they did it with a network of radio telescopes literally spread all over the Earth to form an aperture 8,000 miles wide. And so they were able to create this virtual telescope plus a lot of computer power, and they were able to basically produce this image. So, Elon Musk's Falcon Heavy flies again. This time they actually got all three boosters back on Earth, two of them landing on the pads at Cape Kennedy, and the third one landing at the Wayship out there in the ocean. So way to go, Elon Musk. And the difference this time is they had new engines, which are more fuel efficient. And apparently they've also just test fired that new really huge engine for their Starship. SpaceX is likely to win NASA's crew competition by months for billions of dollars less. And this means that NASA will get a better deal from SpaceX to get astronauts up to the International Space Station. Assuming all 12 missions are purchased and flown at a rate of two per year, the average seat price is $58 million per seat for the commercial crew. This is a bargain compared to the roughly $80 million Russia is charging for their ride to the ISS. Now, over at NASA, they've been working on this monster rocket for the past 8 years, the Space Launch System. And it is huge. It's the biggest rocket ever built since the Saturn V. Now they're saying it may not ever be completed. Now, this is designed to send humans and almost 60,000 pounds of cargo to the moon and perhaps beyond. The SLS is bigger and more powerful than any rocket since the Saturn V behemoth that took Apollo to the moon 50 years ago. Now, NASA has said the rocket will send Americans back to the lunar surface as early as 2024, with an uncrewed test flight tentatively scheduled for 2020. Okay, here is the problem. The Falcon can get that mass up into orbit for a lot less money. They're saying that each Space Launch System flight will cost at least $1 billion, or about 11 times more than SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket. So, yep. I'm looking at this here right now. Falcon Heavy, 141,000 pounds to low Earth orbit. 209,000 pounds, that's the Block 2. So they're out there. Okay. Wilbur Ross is out there saying it's time to get back to the moon and exploit the heck out of it. And of course he's right. Space is not going to become viable until it's commercialized. Robert Heinlein actually wrote a science fiction story, The Man Who Commercialized the Moon. And it was a very entertaining story, as all of Heinlein's stories really were. But yeah, let's get back to the moon and see what's there that is worth the trip, what is worth the unit cost of extraction. Okay, over in the tri-state area, they had some snow, April snow. Surprised a lot of people. They weren't expecting it to snow. But surprise! You got the snow. Apparently, Game of Thrones fans are taking advantage of the snow to sort of spoof the TV show because of its marketing logo. Winter has arrived, and so or winter is here. That's the show's slogan this year for the final season. And so people are putting out these snowmen saying that this is really too much marketing, various other spoofs. But apparently Chicago was getting 2 inches an hour of snow. And winter is definitely here. Over at Yellowstone, they've discovered a new thermal area in Wyoming. But scientists are adamant this time. There's no impending eruption because they found another area of thermal activity near the caldera. And they're saying that this new thermal area is just simply a normal part of Yellowstone's dynamic hydrothermal activity. The area has been slowly forming over the past two decades. Not only that, but it was just recently spotted using infrared images of the existing Tern Lake thermal area. And obviously scientists are out there saying there's no eruption coming. Everybody can be calm. There's no reason to panic. Please show up and bring your tourist dollars with you here. This story is kind of sad. A guy named Joseph Robertson, 78-year-old veteran, and he had this rural Montana property, and he dug some ditches around the house to protect the area from wildfires. He also put in a pond. And he got arrested. The state basically said, no, you can't do that without our permission, just because you own the property. And they basically put him in prison for 18 months. He was serving probation. He passed away. He was also fined $130,000, which is a liability inherited by his estate. And Judicial Watch thinks the Supreme Court, they've overturned the decision, saying, yes, he can dig a pond on his property. We really are living in a police nanny state. You can't do this, you can't do that. Okay, there is a pesticide out there that is advertised as being bee safe. As you know, everyone's concerned about colony collapse disorder. And one of the potential culprits are these neonicotinoids, pesticides. And so they came out with this other pesticide, flupyridine furone, was touted as a better alternative to the neonicotinoid family of chemicals. But unfortunately, scientists have discovered under certain conditions, it can render the bees sluggish and uncoordinated. And apparently the problem is that when it's used with a common fungicide, there's an adverse reaction. So it's actually killing off the insects. Now, Morgan Freeman has turned his entire 124-acre ranch into a huge honeybee sanctuary to save the bees. And I think that's a great thing. Yeah, way to go, Morgan. I think it's a really, really good thing there. Moving further on here, there's a lot of concern about Monsanto's Roundup product. There are lawsuits flying all over the place now. And one of the areas where Roundup is used in a high volume is golf courses. The fairways and the greens That's how they're kept so uniform and undisturbed by weeds, these chemical herbicides, which means not only are the groundskeepers exposed to it, but the people who play on the golf courses are exposed to it. A probable human carcinogen. Let me repeat that one more time. A probable human carcinogen. Okay. Over in the world of health and safety, there's a lawsuit that Hormel had to go through that reveals what natural meat really means. And it doesn't mean that it's meat right off the animal. More about this when we come back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about what is the meaning of all natural? And apparently that, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, when it comes to meat and poultry, the term natural simply means the product has no artificial ingredients and has been minimally processed. It doesn't mean anything when it comes to antibiotics, hormones, or preservatives. They can load that stuff up with all kinds of chemicals and still call it natural. Now, I love this one. This is some bureaucrat run amok. Okay, over at Whole Earth, they have a product called Three Nut Butter. And it's peanut butter and walnuts and pecans. Okay, Three Nut Butter. And apparently, health and safety officials ordered the star to take it down because the jar doesn't warn that the product contains nuts. There has to be a nut allergy warning in English on the jar, warning this product contains nuts. Never mind, the front of the jar says Three Nut Butter and says peanuts, walnuts, pecan. Sometimes you worry about these governmental types here. Over in Florida, the Florida Senate last month has affirmed the right of self-reliant people to grow vegetable gardens in their front yard. There was a big stink about it where people were growing food crops in their backyards, and when they grew them in the front yard, they were getting a zoning violation. But Florida is now saying, yeah, it's okay for you to grow vegetable gardens in your front yard, which I think, given the state of the economy, is probably a really good thing to be doing. All right. Pope Benedict, previous Pope Benedict, former Benedict, he's out there blaming the Catholic Church sex abuse crisis on the 1960s sexual revolution and collapses in morality. He's looking for a scapegoat. So he said, a move away from absolute views of right and wrong towards a world where there could only be relative moral judgments has caused a general collapse in morality that has also infected the priesthood. He also bemoaned the fact that seminaries had an openly gay culture and thus failed to treat the priests, train the priests properly. Well, it sounds to me like, again, this is a failure of management. Because if this is not acceptable behavior, somebody somewhere in the chain of command has got to be saying, this is not acceptable behavior. And, you know, just trying to blame it on the summer of love, I think it's being disingenuous. Plus the fact that the problems with church molestation and pedophilia go back way before the 1960s sexual revolution. It's been going on for centuries. And I think the Pope is being a little bit dishonest here. All righty. So there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. I got things to do this afternoon. So please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure that he will have lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here. Share it with everybody that you know. Please use email, postal mail, face-to-face. Forget about social media. It's being filtered. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to What Really Happened. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Healthy are your arteries. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.